Coming right up, a special edition of Straight Talk. The 32nd annual Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. And by the Press Telegram. Your local news leader for over 100 years. This special edition of Straight Talk is brought to you by the 32nd annual Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach, the Ultimate Speed Festival, April 7th through 9th.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. The whole show is devoted to the 32nd annual Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach. And here with us is our first guest, Jim McHallion, President and CEO of the Grand Prix Association of Long Beach. Jim, welcome back to Straight Talk.
Thanks, Art. It's great to be here.
Boy, the year runs around so quick. It's almost race time again.
It certainly is. We're fast approaching it. And, you know, a lot has transpired over the last year since we had a very successful race last April. And those developments have really given us a lot of impetus going into this year's
race.
We've
read about the question of where the race was going, what was going to happen to the CART series. And just fill us in on what's happened in the last year since last year's race.
Sure. Even though we had a very successful event, coming out of that event, a lot of people were asking questions about what the future of the Grand Prix was going to be, what affiliation it would have, whether we would be associated with Champ Car, which is the series that we've been running for many, many years, or whether there would be a decision made with regard to going to the IRL, which is the Indy Racing League. Also, our status with Toyota had expired, and we were looking to see how that relationship would continue into the future. And people were looking to see what we were going to do in terms of complementing some of the other activities we've had over the years here in terms of making this event what we like to say is the premier street race in America.
Well, the good news, I guess, is that the race is continuing under the Champ auspices, and you have major multi-billion dollar owners of this whole deal.
Well, what transpired was in June, our company, which was owned by Dover Motorsports, had an offer from two of the co-owners of the Champ Car series, Kevin Kalkoven and Gerald Forsyth, and they have basically made an asset purchase of the company. So we changed ownership position from being under the auspices of Dover Motorsports to now we're being owned by two of the co-owners of Champ Car. Well, obviously, instantaneously, that decided what direction we were going in with regard to what event we were going to run.
And just for the record, there was a competing bid from the IRL and a court judge decided who to award this to.
No.
Not true?
No. That was part of the bankruptcy, the original bankruptcy that CART went through. But this came down to basically a financial transaction that transpired between Dover Motorsports and the two owners. Once that was completed, then that determined not only that we were going to be running the Champ Car series into the foreseeable future, obviously, but then the next situation that confronted us was what we were going to do with regard to our ongoing relationship with Toyota. And obviously, Toyota has been an integral part of our success from the very beginning, and we were most anxious to see that that relationship continue. But they were waiting to see what was going to get resolved with regard to the question of what series we were going to run. And so once that was completed, then we progressed on to having some very intense talks with Toyota, and they resulted in a continuation of our relationship and extension of our contract for the next 5 years, which we were very, very excited about.
So then there are two really good things that have happened. One, you now have very sound financial backing through the two gentlemen you mentioned. And second, Toyota has renewed for another 5 years.
And the benefit that accrued from both of those activities has been substantial, because now that lays down the platform on which we're going to grow this event, not only for next year, but for continuing on into the future. And that, in return, has brought a lot of other sponsors and other entities into the fold, who were waiting to see how these developments were going to transpire.
And although I know you had a very successful race last year, a bit of the uncertainty leading up to the race probably affected the gate.
Well, I think that it's important for us to define for our fans where we're going with the event. I mean, we do say that this is 3 days of entertainment, but there is a hardcore group of people who come because we're either exhibiting champ cars on the circuit or doing something else. And so as a consequence of that, for them being able to confirm in their own minds the direction of the company, where it was going to go, is very significant. Yes.
And I know it's a race weekend, April 7th through 9th is great, but in the week preceding, there's a bunch of events leading up to it. And just brief us on what will be happening this year.
Well, traditionally, you know, we tried to turn this from being basically a three-day event into turning it into about a 10-day event. And this year, we were very successful in complementing our race weekend with a lot of activities preceding it. One of the things we had at last year's event, which grew at a great deal of interest, was something called drifting. If you remember, those were cars that went around, sliding around a corner, sort of like we used to do as kids, except we got caught.
Burning rubber.
And now they get to do it, and they get paid for doing it. Well, that was so successful that what we basically have done is they're going to come back and perform one of their full-on drifting competitions on the weekend before in a segment of our course, turns 9, 10, 11 on the east side. So that will give them a chance to showcase all of their extreme talents, if you would, on the streets, burning up tires, making a lot of smoke. And that will be conducted on April the 2nd, which obviously precedes our race week leading into the weekend of
April
7th.
So part of that drive will be roped off from cars
exactly.
For the drifters.
Exactly. So the drifting competition will take place. It'll be a great place to bring down a lot of people who might not necessarily come to our weekend, but come down, sample what Long Beach has to offer, and also witness
the drifting is fantastic.
Stuff.
They had it last year as just an exhibition. Two cars running right near each other and then doing right angle turns, burning rubber, almost ballet in beauty, and a lot of smoke and oil and noise, and it's wonderful. So that's April 2nd, is there a charge for that?
There'll be a charge, admission charge for that, and they get to wander the grounds and see all
wonderful.
Of that activity. And then the Grand Prix Foundation is back in operation. We're very delighted with the progress they're making now. They're going to hold their golf tournament out at Old Ranch on Monday, which will be April the 3rd. And part of the success of the Grand Prix Foundation has come about because this year, for the very first time, we, through the benefit that Toyota's provided us with, we have the Pro Celebrity Ride, which we were able to auction off. And we did it this year instead of doing it at some kind of a social function. We put it on eBay.
Yes.
We had it available to everybody, basically in America, who wanted to come out and participate. And there was a gentleman named Tom Nato who won that auction and is going to be participating in this year's Pro Celebrity Race.
Great.
And we're looking forward to having his involvement. And the charity, as a derivative of that, is a beneficiary of about a $50,000 net to their bottom line.
So. And I know how important that charity is because it distributes money to a whole bunch of local charities.
Long Beach-based charities that are very dependent, and we're delighted to have the opportunity to be able to help them out.
Well, in our next segment, we will meet the man from Toyota, Les Unger, who is in charge of National Motorsports, and I know how much you value the relationship with Toyota.
Absolutely. It has been one of the integral parts of our success from the very beginning when they came on board with us back in 1975.
Very good. So stay with us. We'll be back with more of Straight Talk after we pause for these messages.
Strong winds and sunlight. The Earth's heat surfacing as steam. Abundant sources of clean energy to help meet our state's growing need for electricity. Southern California Edison leads the nation in the use of renewable energy, enough to supply more than 2 million homes. And since clean energy is something we believe in, we'll keep working to bring the benefits of nature's power plants directly to you. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison.
When I was a boy growing up in Italy, I had a dream to own my own store. I came to the United States and I worked hard as a tailor.
Hi, I'm Umberto. I've been in Long Beach since 1960, carrying the finest quality men's clothing.
Italy's a long way away, but styles are just around the corner. Umberto, 2141 Bellflower, Long Beach.
Does it seem to you like we've got a lot of different looking people coming in here lately?
Yeah, they're coming in for all different reasons.
Ribs so tender, ribs so sweet. Remember the ribs, baby.
Newport Rib Company in Costa Mesa or Naples Rib Company in Long Beach, or log on to ribcompany.com.
It's time to make your career move. With quality training and education from the university of choice, Cal State Long Beach. Achieve personal and professional excellence by enrolling in career-enhancing programs offered through University College and Extension Services. Courses include computer technology, management, leadership, global transportation, accelerated degree programs, and more. Make your career move now. Call today for your free catalog.
It's the Ultimate Speed Festival, the 32nd annual Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach, April 7th through 9th. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster, the Grand Prix box office, or at longbeachgp.com.
We're back, joined now by Les Unger, the National Motorsports Manager for Toyota Motor Sales USA. Welcome to our show, Les.
Glad to be here, Art.
I've heard your name for years and years on race weekend, but I've never had the pleasure of meeting you. Toyota has been involved with the race since its inception and has been the title sponsor since 1980. Les, why did you get involved in this whole operation?
Well, I think basically for several reasons. Number one, Toyota's headquarters, national headquarters at the time, back in 1975, when the event was first run, was just, 10 miles up the road in Torrance. And so obviously we had a vested interest from a geographical perspective, having our headquarters that close to Long Beach. Also, at that time, we brought in virtually half of the vehicles that we sold in this country into the port of Long Beach. So it made a lot of sense. Plus, our dealer group in California, historically, ever since we started selling Toyotas in this country close to 50 years ago, have been very, very strong on the sales side. So it made sense from those three perspectives.
And as Jim mentioned, you just renewed a new five-year relationship. Just tell us the thinking on that.
Well, I think as Jim mentioned, it just makes all the sense in the world, given Toyota's proximity, given the number of associates we have in the area, our strong dealer group in Southern California, and the corporate and business interests that we have, that we share between our corporate entity, Toyota Motor Sales, and the city of Long Beach, which is pretty extensive.
Let me just mention, as an outside observer, and I've been to 30 out of the last 32 races, that Toyota's sponsorship of this race has made it such an intrinsic fabric of this community and of America, for that matter. And I don't think 20 years ago, Toyotas as cars were as completely accepted as they are today. And you're more American. You're as much a part of Americana as American cars are.
Well, we are. We certainly are. We certainly feel that way. Obviously, we've grown our involvement here in this country on a steady basis throughout the past 49 years. As a matter of fact, the year 2007 will mark the 50th anniversary for Toyota selling product in this country, and with the number of assembly plants and associates that we have, the number of dealers we have in this country, we feel we're a pretty decent corporate citizen.
And of course, every race weekend is the wonderful Toyota Pro Celebrity Race, which is really one of my favorite parts of the weekend, where old pro or former pro drivers compete against celebrities, and sometimes those cars get banged up pretty well.
Sometimes.
But that's a lot of fun. Who are some of the celebs coming down this year?
Well, this year we have a We have a very strong lineup of both celebrity and sports personalities on the sports side. We have a former Olympic U.S. gymnast that won a gold medal, Shannon Miller. We've got a tennis legend, probably the most famous woman in the history of women's tennis, Martina Navratilova. It's competing. On the entertainment side, we've got Patrick Dempsey from the hit TV show Grey's Anatomy.
So, Jim, this is really an important part of the weekend, this pro celebrity race.
Well, it is the high point of our Saturday activities, and I might note that this is the 30th anniversary of the Toyota Pro Celebrity Race. So they initiated this whole concept, and it has grown, and nobody, quite frankly, has ever been able to duplicate it.
Yeah, well, I've never gotten the call, Les. I've been waiting to someday.
There's always time. There's always time, Mark.
Now, Toyota's involvement in the city of Long Beach is a lot broader than just this race, and you touched on a few before, but let's just highlight Toyota's presence in the city of Long Beach.
Well, again, starting off with the port of Long Beach, where we've been doing business basically for close to 50 years. In addition to that, we have a fixed base operation at Long Beach Airport, Toyota Air Flight. We have a truck bed assembly plant in Long Beach. We have very, very close relationships with Cal State Long Beach, with the Opera. Just a lot of bits and pieces where Toyota feels like we've built a very, very close relationship with the city, and we continue to strengthen that.
Well, as a faculty member at Long Beach State, thank you for your generous contributions to our university.
Great school.
Yeah. And what do you look forward to in the future as far as evolving Toyota's role in both Long Beach and with the race?
Well, I think over the last 32 years, you've seen the city obviously grow tremendously, and that obviously makes us very proud, given the fact that our United States headquarters is basically within a 10-minute drive of the city of Long Beach. It's certainly grown as a tourist attraction, and obviously, that speaks volumes for the success that the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach has had over the years. So I think you're talking about a win-win situation that will continue both for the city and for Toyota itself.
And Jim, I know this partnership is close to a match made in heaven.
It's extraordinary. You know, we think, and records would seem to show, that it is the longest running entitlement sponsorship, certainly in motorsports, and might be the longest running in all of sports, to have a company like Toyota, an event like the Grand Prix, synonymous for basically since 1980, and that was going to continue on to at least 2010 and hopefully beyond that.
Well, it's two quality events. It's the premier road race in America, and Toyota doesn't get any better as far as cars go. And so we thank you both for your contribution to our community.
Well, we're glad to be a part of it, Al. Glad to be a part of it.
Well, Les is going to be leaving now, so we thank you. Jim will be staying on for the last segment. We'll get a highlight of what's coming up this year for the 32nd annual and a look back at the start of last year's race. We'll be back after these messages.
Those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
The name Diversa defines excellence in precision hair cutting and design. Diversa Salon has been doing business for more than 20 years. For men and women, Diversa provides the total experience in haircuts, skincare, and a variety of services for more than 80 stylists and technicians. Our beauty supply stores feature Diversa brand and a large selection of major products to keep you looking your best. We have three convenient locations to serve you, so call now for an appointment. For the total experience, come to Diversa.
Welcome to Golden Security Bank. We are committed to providing commercial real estate loans that meet your specific needs. Golden Security Bank has been a wholesale lender in Southern California more than 20 years, and we've also been the top-ranked bank under $1 billion in assets and are now funding loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million. With our experienced team of loan consultants that have more than 70 years of combined commercial lending expertise, you will get a yes answer fast. Golden Security Bank. We look forward to putting our experience to work for you.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
My husband and I both come here. He loves it.
The benefits of physically fit are the personalized training.
We have a very good reputation in the community.
My doctor recommended I come to Physically Fit.
I would definitely recommend Physically Fit.
We're Craig and Yvonne Claro.
And we would like to help you reach your fitness goals.
We're back with our friend Jim McHalion, the president and CEO of the Grand Prix Association of Long Beach. 32nd annual Toyota Grand Prix coming up April 7th through 9th. And what's in store this year, Jim?
Well, every year we go back, take a look at the event that's transpired, and always a challenge to our personnel and our team, which is an absolutely fabulous one, is so how do we top what we just did? And that we went back and did that again this year after the 05 race, which was very successful. And we've added a number of things, and we think this year is by far
bigger and better than ever.
The most extensive program we've ever had before. Okay. We've added races. We have six races on race weekend. We've never done that before. We have the Grand Am Sports Prototypes coming, which is the first time they've ever been here. They're going to run on Saturday afternoon at about 4 o'clock. We've added the World Challenge, which is cars like Corvettes and Vipers and Mustangs, and they're going to run late Sunday afternoon after the Champ Car race. And, of course, the headliner will be the Champ Car World Series, which this year should be back even more competitive than ever before. The Atlantic Series is coming back as the feeder series to Champ Car, and that'll be run on Sunday.
And you have a woman racing in the Champ Series this year.
In the Champ Car Series, Paul Tracy's announced that this is going to be his last year run, and at the same time, Catherine Legg has announced that this will be her first year in
what
Champ Car, and she's going to be running.
There'll be a lot of women rooting for
Kevin
that woman.
Kalkoven, and this will be
a lot of men rooting for that woman, too.
And she was also in her first Atlantic race last year in 205 and came and won that race in the Atlantics and went on to win two more. So she's definitely has the potential for it, and we're looking forward to having her have a
great race. Well, let's take a look at the start of last year's race, and Jim will give us some commentary on that.
This is coming down, obviously down Shoreline Drive, and you can see them going over the start line there and coming down into turn one. And one of the things that we are going to be doing before the start of this year's race is we're going to be widening this turn down here at turn one on the left-hand side there. As they go through there, you can see it's fairly narrow, and what we're going to attempt to do is increase that width by about 12 feet, which will make it much more competitive as they go through there. And then
more passing opportunities.
Exactly. More passing, not only on the start, but also during the race. Now, as you're coming around, you can start to see why Long Beach is such an attractive venue, because a lot of what they're running through now is a part of the development on the west side, which is the Pike properties, and it has really enhanced the overall look and feel of the event. And also, it's afforded a great opportunity for people to come to town and see all the excitement of the development that's taking place in the downtown area. And hopefully, it's an enticement for people to come back here at other times other than on a race weekend, which is really what we're trying to achieve in terms of making this a venue that everybody finds to be very attractive.
Well, I think it's widely accepted that this is the premier road race in America, and the package that you put together with the racing and the entertainment. Right. Now, we even mentioned the concerts. Right. I know Friday night you have a Takati concert.
We have six races on track, and we have almost as many things happening off track. I mean, the concerts have been a big part of our history for the last few years. This year we have a Takati Fiesta Friday concert after the racing activity on Friday, which will star El Tree, which is a great rock and roll Hispanic band. On Saturday, we have Bad Religion coming, which is a really fabulous alternative rock music band, and they will be performing on Saturday afternoon. Right after that will be the Takati Miss Toyota Grand Prix pageant. We have go-karts that we're going to be running during the weekend up on the roof of the parking garage at the arena, where everyone can come out, put a helmet on and make believe they know what Paul Tracy's like, even if they can't do what he does. And then we have a number of displays and activities inside that huge expo, the Lifestyle Expo, which is always captivating for everybody. We have a kids zone in there. We have a competition area in there. The drifting cars will be located in there, so you can get up real close and personal with those guys.
I know Ducati seems to have been steeping up their sponsorship over the last few years. Is racing increasingly appealing to the Hispanic audience?
It is, and this venue is really significant to them because it gives them a presence in the Southern California market in the springtime, which is ideal for a brand like Ducati, who's trying to make their mark right before the summer comes along. And so to them, and they have been an absolutely great promotional partner for us, to them, this event, I think, provides them as a vehicle to really get out and market the Ducati brand in this marketplace.
Well, this is the fifth year that you personally have been running the show here, succeeding Chris Pook, who, of course, originated the race and then went on to become the head of CART. So congratulations on continuing to grow the event and making it more and more successful each year. Just how do you feel personally about
that? Let me tell you something. All the congratulations go to the team that puts this together. I mean, we have an absolutely fabulous staff. Just as an example, when the sale was completed that we talked about before from Nova Motorsports to the co-owners of Champ Car, Kevin Kalkoven and Jerry Forsythe, not one member of our staff left. That they maintained their presence with our company right on through. They're here to this day. They are the ones that are responsible for making this the premier street race in America, and they have done an absolutely fabulous job. And don't forget, we have a tremendous volunteer staff. We have the Committee of 300. We have race management volunteers, SCCA workers that come out and give of their time and effort. And quite frankly, the relationship with the city is also an integral part of that. You know, we talked about a sort of a trinity here. It's Grand Prix, Toyota, and the city of Long Beach, and they have been absolutely fabulous, not only in terms of working with us, but also using the event for their own purposes, which is to showcase all the attributes that Long Beach has to offer to new developers, residents, developments that are coming into town, and people who might not normally look at Long Beach as a destination are starting to say, you know what? This is a pretty fabulous place. I'm going to come back and take advantage of what they have to offer.
Amen to that. And very finally and quickly, NBC is broadcasting the event.
This will be
year.
A two-hour live race on NBC, plus the international coverage that goes all over the world. And they, too, get a very good look at what Long Beach has to offer. And hopefully that's an enticement for them to come and participate in whatever activities they want to in the city.
Jim, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on all you've done. We look forward to another wonderful weekend, April 7th through 9th, and a final 30 seconds to our viewers.
I'll tell you, this event has really become something that we can market to a vast audience. There are hardcore race fans that come here. There are people that come here for just the excitement. And then there are a lot of people that just want to come to Long Beach in the middle of the spring and have a great time. And with some great weather, we can certainly hope.
I view it as spring break weekend. Spring is bursting out, and we're having a big party. Whether you love racing, don't care about racing, come join the fun April 7th through 9th. Jim McHalion, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you, Art.
And thank you for joining us. Join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and the Press Telegram. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at straighttalktv.com. This special edition of Straight Talk has been brought to you by the 32nd Annual Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach, the ultimate speed festival, April 7th through 9th.